Jane, won't you please come out? Won't you face me? Or do you now despise me? The husband of Bertha Mason? That's all I am to now, isn't it? You know that she means nothing to me. You know that you are my wife. Why do I need to proclaim it to you? Why do you make me linger outside your door like some neglected dog begging for a mistress's attention? I know that you must detest what I've done to you. You must think that I've turned you into a fool. No more than a silly little girl caught up in the romance of it all. The one time you let your guard down, the one time you let your steely facade waver, all for what? For your master to betray your trust, for him to make you feel lower than you have ever felt. You know that I am a scoundrel, Jane. Please, please let me comfort you. At least let me see you, even if you are determined to keep silent. I would rather have you chastise me, to have you spit fire at me, to feel your tears on my bosom, than to feel this aching void. However, if you would prefer to keep your lips shut, then at least let me look at you for myself. Jane, you are so pale. Please, come downstairs with me. Come have a drink by the fire and we can talk. You're weak. Let me help you. Oh. So, you won't even look at me. Have you finally acknowledged my wretched appearance for yourself? Or is that antipathy you wear on your face reserved for my character? Your morality will not let you accept the husband of Bertha Mason, will it? Very well then. If you will not come downstairs with me, then I will join you in your bedroom. You cannot stop me. I will tell you what you need to know, and then you may decide what to do with me. By now, you are likely familiar with the woman you encountered in the attic. You must remember tending to her brother's wounds when it visited Thornfield last, and you have surely guessed that it was my wife who caused such harm. He insisted on visiting her. I could not stop him, even if I tried. He was certain that he could soothe her temper. Well, now he knows all too well what has become of his sister. I know that you have seen her silhouette at the window, and you have heard her bellows at night. I deceived you, my darling. I made you believe that you fabricated all this evidence in your imagination. But you now know the identity of the true ghost of Thornfield. What you likely do not know is that I met Bertha in my youth while traveling with my father and brother in Jamaica. I was naive of the world, and my father insisted on creating a match between the two of us. Bertha was beautiful and enticing. She was any man's dream, and she was nothing like the woman you met in the attic. We married long before I had any inkling of what I was getting myself into. I later learned that Bertha came by her madness honestly. Such ailments apparently ran in the family, but at the time I was ignorant of this. Over time, her true nature was revealed to me. Fits of rage, of torment, of mania, quelling her became unmanageable. I was running out of options. I could either send her to the asylum and she would be out of my life permanently, or I could manage her here at Thornfield. The latter option seemed more agreeable. Much as I despise her, I could not in good conscience have sent her to such a place. Since then, her mental state has only deteriorated. For her own safety, she had to remain confined where she could harm neither herself nor anybody else. She has been a stain on my life ever since. Oh, Jane, I know she cannot help being mad, but her presence has only frustrated all my attempts at happiness, and now her very existence is threatening to tear you away from me. She will remain where I've put her until death parts this union. Until then, there is no need to waste your thoughts on her. We can leave Thornfield together, and you'll never see her again. We can go anywhere. Jane, name the place, and I will take you there. Nobody needs to know what has transpired here. We can be free of all this. What did you just say? You wish to leave. You cannot leave. Where would you even go? Back to that forsaken school, to the family that neglected you. No, I will not allow it. You are to remain at my side always. Will you not see reason? There is no need to punish yourself like this. I know that you love me. I know that in your heart you wish to stay. Your integrity will not let you remain here with me. But for once in your life, can't you put that aside? Let me give you a reason to stay. Let me show my affection for you. Do you still wish to leave me, my darling? How about now? I will kiss your worries away. Any uncertainty you feel will disappear. I will extinguish it. Oh, when I am through with you, you will be so enamored with my touch, you will never consider leaving. Oh, your neck is so smooth. Do you like the feeling on my lips, my dear? You need not hide it. Your whimpers and moans betray you. I need to feel more of you, my love. May I remove your gown? You are surely more skilled in such matters, but I would like the chance to unwrap you myself. Don't shy away from me, please. Thank you, my love. First, the ties of our bodies, and then the skirt. There, now the drawstring for your petticoats, and then the strings of your corset. And finally, only the shift and stockings are left. May I remove these? I promise I will be gentle. That's it. Now you are bare before me, seeing your form in its entirety. It's almost too much for me. My love, lie back on the bed for me, little bird. Let me see all of you. Oh, Jane, you're so beautiful. You almost, you stunned me. You always insist that you aren't beautiful, but you are. You are so very small in my arms. How can such a delicate little body hold such an indomitable will? You, unnatural, otherworldly creature, you have bewitched me entirely. I always knew that you were some sort of changeling. Let me touch you once more. Oh, these breasts, they are so lovely, so petite, and yet so responsive to my touch. Do my rough hands on your breasts feel nice? Oh, they must, because your nipples are stiffening in response. These sweet little nipples, may I kiss them? I'll be gentle. I know they are sensitive. You whimper when I put my mouth on them, love. I take it to mean that you are enjoying this. I would very much like to taste more of you, my love. I move lower down, kissing between your breasts. Your belly, your thighs, until yes, I have reached this spot between your thighs. Your petals are glistening already. You have never experienced such arousal before, have you? This must all feel very strange to you. Have you ever touched yourself there? No, I can tell you have not. When I touch you here, yes, you feel that tingling, don't you? Your little bud is swollen. I think that it appreciates my touch. My lips will feel even better, I promise you. This sensation will feel novel to you, but I assure that you will love it. Tell me you enjoy my lips. Tell me you delight in how I make you feel. Place your fingers in my hair, my love. Push my face towards you. Guide me to where you want me. Oh, my dear, you taste divine, like the sweetest nectar. If I put my mouth here on your clit, Your squeaks of delight are so charming, my love. I can feel your body. It's coiling. Your cunt is tightening. Don't hold back, my little self. Release all of that tension for me. Let me taste your juices. I want them dripping down my chin. Go on. Don't hold back. Don't fight it, Jane. Don't hold back. Yes, 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 yes. Feel it. Yes. That's it. Well done, my dear. Well done. That felt good, did it not? Now, steady your breathing, Jane. There we go. I can feel your pulse slowing down. That's it. Just lie back and enjoy this moment. That peaceful expression on your face is so enchanting. It was bliss for me too, my love. Just relax for a bit now. Let me dispose of my clothing as well. Yes. Yes. There we are, I'm bare before you. You have never seen an unclothed man before, have you? Your eyes are very wide and they are drifting downward, my love. Oh, you do not need to feel bashful. It's quite all right. I'm glad to see that you appreciate my form. It is as I am. If my body can bring you such satisfaction, then at least I'll be good for one thing. You told me once that you didn't think me very handsome. Is that still true, my love? Or have you had a change of heart now that you have seen all of me? Yeah. Yeah, look at me. Look at me. And I'm already hard for you. And you haven't even touched me yet. Oh, your blush has deepened, my darling. Are you thinking over what this cock is meant for? Yeah, come closer. Come closer. Yeah, you should become acquainted with it. Touch it. Come closer, yeah, touch it. Feel the pitch bump. Each ridge. Oh, Jane. Yeah, your hand is there. It feels divine. So warm and soft. Oh, stroke it for me. That's it. Grip it tighter. Oh, yeah. Move your hand up and down. Oh, yeah, Jane. Oh, yeah. Oh. Feels so nice. Oh, you're doing me. You're doing it for me. It feels so well. Oh, keep going. Keep going. Keep hands up and down. Having your hand on me, it's better than I could ever imagine. I waited so long for your touch, so long to experience it with you. Oh, Jane, please, please, please slow down, slow down, slow down. Careful, careful. You were doing wonderfully, I assure you. I loved it, but stop. Because I wish to wait. I want us to climax this time together. Well, yeah, if you keep on, you would be disappointed, but yes, you did wonderfully. Now, I'm going to place myself on top of you. Now, is that all right? I do not wish to hurt you. I only wish for your pleasure. I will guide you through this. Yes, I will guide you. You do not need to be frightened. Yes. Yes, my dear. I will likely hurt you a little, but only temporarily, I assure you. And until the pain dissipates, I will hold your hand. I will help you through it. You can hold on to me as tightly as you wish. Give me your pain, and I will give you the greatest pleasure you have ever felt. Yeah, I'm going to align myself with your entrance, and and slowly push myself in. Just ahead for now, and then push the wrist. Let your body adjust to it. Oh, my little elf, I can see the pain contorting your beautiful face. Hold on to me tighter. Squeeze me. All your strength. That's it. Good. Keep squeezing me for as long as you wish. Dig your fingernails into my back. Let me feel everything. Yeah, has the pain subsided? Can I start moving now? All right. Oh, my angel. Oh, yes. Oh, my angel. I always knew that you would feel divine, but this goes far beyond my expectations. Your wetness, your heat, it envelops me entirely. Oh, you get the idea? Tell me that you love me feeling you. Tell me that you love me inside you. Yeah, my cock is inside you now, and I push, and my angel, yes, that's all I ever wanted to hear, your little voice. Saying such things is the sweetest of songs. Your encouragement is all that I need. Yes, you feel me now? Yeah, push against me. Yes, do that. Yes, push against me. Feel me. Yes, I increase. I go deeper now. I go deeper inside you. Yes. Yeah, you feel me now. Yes, clench. Yeah, put your legs, wrap them against my back. Yes, and scratch my back with your nails. Yes, bite my shoulder. Yes, yeah, it feels so good now. Yeah, I can feel it too. Yes, feel every inch of me caressing you at your most sensitive place now. We fit together so well, my sweet. I can feel you tightening around me. Yes, it's so good. Yes, let out those moans. Yeah, moan for me. Jane, you feel it. You're getting close. You feel those tinglings again all over your body. Yes. This time, you feel you're coming to the peak. Look down in the abyss. But don't be afraid. We're going to cross this river together. We're going, yes. wait for you there. I'll wait for you on the other side of the river. Come on, come on. Push against me. Harder, deeper. Yes, feel it. Let out that scream. Let out that scream. Do it for me. Are you close? My angel. Yes, yes, yes. You're coming. Yeah, I can feel it. You're gonna come for me now. Yes. Yes. Closer. 3, 2, 1. Yes. Divine. That was wonderful. Come into my arms once more, little bird. I need to wrap myself around you, to feel your delicate frame in my arms. I will hold you while you catch your breath. Just a few final tremors. They will stop soon. There we go. Just enjoy those ripples. You did wonderful, my dear. Truly remarkable. That's it. Feel my warm arms around your body. Listen. Listen to the rhythm of my heart. And I will listen to yours. I told you once that our hearts are tethered, yours and mine. I also said that if the tie between us was ever severed, then I would bleed inwardly. I meant that, my love. I meant every word, every word. You do not need to leave. I know that you feel you should. You would become a martyr for your own goodness, even if it meant denying yourself or what you want. You feel that I've treated you as nothing more than my mistress, that I've lied to you, mocked you. But you should know that I do not think of you as such. I love you. You are everything to me. And if you left, then my life might as well end following your departure. I love you, Jane. I love you. Perhaps it is selfish of me to say such things. Selfish of me to guilt you into staying with me. However, I have never pretended to be a virtuous man, and I will not start now. Do not let me languish in this place. Stay with me. Stay. Stay.